The Lord our God, the Lion of Judah, mighty God in battle, the everlasting Father, the Creator, the Deliverer, the King of glory, we worship you this morning in the name of Jesus. Hello everyone, hallelujah. I welcome you to Friday, 6th January 2023. This is Fresh Spring Daily Devotional with Olumide Salako. Today's theme is, Are You Salt or Sodom? Memory verse, Matthew chapter 5, verse 13. Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost its savour, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thence good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Bible passage, Psalm 53, verse 1 to 5. I take 2. God looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand, that did seek God. Message of victory. If anyone in this present age says there is no God, we may assume the fellow chose not to tell the truth or does not want to acknowledge the fact that Jesus is the Son of God. Surprisingly, one of the most sought web-based encyclopedia platform with content translated into well over 200 languages denied the existence of Jesus Christ. There are more obscene content circulated on the web than spiritual content. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 to 6, it was declared that in the last days, perilous time shall come with terrible happenings. To the body of Christ, the perilous time will alert our conscience of the following. 1. Violence will take over the land. 2. The desire and advices to replace on-site worship to more of online worship. 3. Spiritual power failure with deceitful outward form and appearances. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13. 4. Division in the church as a result of opposition to the truth. 5. Lovers of pleasure rather than desire to abstain. The loss of the desire for spiritual activities. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 5. 6. Unholy desire leading to breakdown of marriages and sudden death of innocent lives. 7. Loss of spiritual sight and vision. If you are tending more towards pleasure, disobedience and immoral thought, you need revival urgently. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17. If you notice you are drifting away from the Lord, you must commence prayer and study for practical life, practical living and lifestyle. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 23. Your submission to the Holy Spirit is very key to live and walk in the Spirit. Remember, you are the salt of the earth, because God wants you to serve and be a blessing to mankind. Therefore, you must make yourself relevant to God and men. Everyone needs the other. So, as a part, you must jointly supply your part to the body. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 16. If not, of what value is salt, which doesn't add sweetness or value to your meal? Beloved, who and what are you? Are you a salt or Sodom? If you are in a group where God isn't honored, you had better run for your life or turn Sodom. Lot and his family lived in Sodom, but should have vacated before her destruction, seeing their rottenness and decadence. The city of Sodom is synonymous with the extreme absence of God. The city considered God as too slack, hence continue in their depravity. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. Shockingly, only Lot and his family sought God in that city. Seeking implies looking away from everything, not turning to the right or to the left, but to God alone. You must watch your association to avoid Sodom and Gomorrah around you. Genesis chapter 34, verse 1 and 2. Run from anything whose aim is to defy and bring a separation from God. Your journey is very far and precious, so keep your focus. Call to action. You are a salt to have a tasty life and not sadness. Stay on the right lane always. Prophetic prayers and declarations. Join me to give praise to God this morning. Hallelujah to the King of Heaven. We thank you for your word of life, the grace for a new day. We are grateful for our salvation, healing, and deliverance in the name of Jesus Christ. Hear me this morning. I pray for you to receive fresh grace to finish your race and not end your journey and life halfway in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree and I command. May God uphold all the members of Olive Christian Ministry, our friends and spiritual children across the world, in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever represents Sodom in your life is replaced today with lifestyle of godliness in your life, in your family and ministry, in the name of Jesus Christ. I command the opening of doors of opportunities to you. May God send helpers of destiny to you, your family and ministry, in the name of Jesus Christ. Fresh Spring Daily Devotional is one of the best, widely read and listened devotional. Please share it to spread the gospel of Christ. You can also visit our FSDD website at www.ocmnation.onpodium.com to subscribe. We encourage you to worship with us to experience the word, worship, and winning at 12B Ashiria Kofa Street off Adetola Street, Surulere, Lagos, Nigeria. For prayers, counseling, and deliverance, please send your prayer request to Olive Christian Ministry 2017 at gmail.com or via the following WhatsApp number +234 8023 18 18 57. Good morning, and may God bless you tremendously in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah.